Next, I'd like to invite another one of our keynote speakers who will be giving remarks on the occasion. And I'd like to ask you to help me invite him, Hujjat Islam al Muslimin, Maulana Ali Akbar Badi'i, with a loud salawat.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله على ما أنعم. الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. صلاة والسلام على من بالحلم والجود والكرم زين الركن والمقام والزمزم أشرف ولد آدم حبيب الله العالم أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد. و علی اهل بیته طیبین الطاهرین المعصومین سیما مولانا صاحب الزمان حجت ابن الحسن المهدی روحی و ارواح العالمین لتراب مقدمه الفدا. I would like to extend my condolence on anniversary demise of founder of the revolution, Islamic revolution, Ayatollah al-Uzma Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi. To our imam of the age, and to our maraji and our leaders, and all of you brothers and sisters, let me to start my short speech with this beautiful hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Rasulullah stated that inna min an-nas nasan mafatihun lil khair maghaliqun lish-shar. From among mankind there are those who are keys to goodness and closers to evil. Wa inna min an-nas ناسن مفاتيح للشر مغاليق للخير. And indeed, from among mankind there are those who are keys to evil and closers of goodness. And then Rasulullah pray that فطوبى لمن جعل الله مفاتيح الخير على يديه. Glad tidings for the one whom Allah has put key of goodness in his hand. And ويل لمن جعل الله مفاتيح الشر على يديه. And fire of hell to the one who Allah put keys of evil in his hand. There is no doubt that the first example of this beautiful hadith is Rasulullah himself, because he was keys for any goodness from the beginning of the rising of the Ba'sat until now. And after that, A'imma alayhim as-salam are the second example of this beautiful hadith, because they close the door of any evil in the society, in the country, and toward the all of Muslims, and open doors of the goodness toward people. And the third example of this beautiful hadith are all of scholars, all of the people who actually follow A'imma alayhim as-salam, all of true believers. And Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is the one of example of this hadith. Imam Khomeini with his revolution actually opened the door of any goodness toward people. And he closed door of any evil toward people. And so Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, his purpose, his goal, his target was only Allah. And his purpose was to raise the banner of Islam around the world. And so he was success to open door of goodness to all of humanity, not only Iranian people. The comprehensive personality of the Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi made him difference with other scholars, with other maraji. Imam rahmatullah alayhi has a unique and different vision on some concept of Islam. The one of them is waiting for Imam of the age, and about the return of the Imam, and about the meaning and concept of occultation. Imam rahmatullah alayh, during the time which most of people, most of scholars believe that we have to stand silent at the time of occultation, Imam rahmatullah alayh, he raised and did revolution to prepare actually return of the Imam of the age. Let me to explain this important issue in viewpoint of Imam rahmatullah alayh. There are four actually viewpoint about the duty of believers at the time of occultation. All of us know that we believe that the Imam of the age, the 12th Imam, was born in Samarra in 255 after Hijrat of Rasulullah. And all of us believe that our beloved Imam is still alive. And all of us also believe that our Imam will be returned and will be reappeared. So the question is, what is our duty at the time of occultation? And the another question is, can we hasten in reappearance of the Imam or not? Do we have any duty in this regard or not? Can we hasten in his return or not? There are four actually ideas in this regard. The first one is that we don't have any rule over it, because the matter and issue of the reappearance of the Imam is similar to matter of the Qiyamah, of the Day of Judgment. So people cannot hasten in the Day of Judgment. That's why we have to be silent at the time of occultation, and we can do nothing until Imam come, then our duty will be started. The second view is that some scholars believe that we have to allow corruption to come to cover all aspects of the society. Why? Because there is hadith, Imam will be reappear after actually appear of corruption in the society. The hadith said, if the corruption appear, Allah will fill the earth with fairness and justice as filled with injustice and oppression before the reappearance of the Imam. So according to this idea, we can do nothing. We have to close all of Islamic books, all of message of Islam, all of Islamic law, all of provisions of Islam until Imam of the age came and come and reappeared. That's our duty will be start. So the actually school of Islam will be closed based on this idea during the time of occultation of the Imam. The second view is that we have a duty to build ourselves in a spiritual side. We have to improve our faith. We have to prepare individually for the time of return of Imam alayhi salam. Because there is a letter from Imam of the age. Imam said, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَشْيَاءَنَا وَفَّقَهُمُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ اِجْتِمَاءٍ مِنَ الْقُلُوبِ فِي الْوَفَاءِ بِالْبَحْدِ عَلَيْهِمْ لَمَا تَأَخَّرَ عَنْهُمُ الْيُمْنِ بِاللِّقَائِنَا وَلَتَعَجَّلَتْ لَهُمُ السَّعَادَةِ بِمُشَاهِدَتْنَا عَلَىٰ حَقِّ الْمَعْرِفَةِ وَصِدْقِهِ مِنْهُمْ. It means that if people, if believers, if the people who want to follow us, if they don't commit any sin, if they improve our faith, our belief, so they will be success to be at the time of reappearance of the Imam, and they will meet Imam of the age alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. The fourth idea is for Imam Rahmatullah Alayhi, for Imam Khomeini. Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayhi believe that we have to prepare for reappearance of the Imam. We cannot limit our duty only to do dua. Allahumma ajjal baliyak al-faraj. That's our duty. Imam said no. We have duty to establish a society which most similar to society we expect at the time of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We have to make such a society. We expect, we wish, we knows at the time of Imam of the age, he will actually make such a society. We have a duty in this regard. We have to actually make such a society with justice, with peace, with faithful, with believers, people. This is the idea of the Imam Khomeini. That's if we actually follow this idea, we will understand that the Islamic rules, Islamic law cannot be closed at the time of occultation. Imam Rahmatullah Alayhi actually interpreted intizar and waiting of the Imam to move forward, not to stand silent. Imam believed that we have to move toward Imam of the age, not only stand, only be silent and stand and expect that to Imam come and come forward toward us. This is a two different idea. If we want to, for example, stand here and do nothing and accept Imam and expect that Imam of the age, Imam Zaman alayhi salam, come toward us and he removed any corruption, so we do not have any duty in this time. Only be waiting for the Imam. And everything referred to the Imam alayhi salam, any problem. But Imam said, no, we have to move forward toward the Imam. Because al-ghaybatum minna, the occultation of the Imam of the age is from us. We have a problem, we cannot see Imam. You may hear that in the actually meeting of the son of Mahziyar, when he met Imam of the age, Imam Zaman alayhi salam, Imam asked him, why you didn't come to see me? Imam asked him, why you didn't come? He said, I wasn't able. I couldn't find someone to guide me to your place. Imam said, no, your sin, your a'mal, your function is a problem, is a barrier. That's why you couldn't come and see me. So Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, we have some duty. At the time of acquittation of the Imam, the first duty, establishment of the country, of the Islamic society, to perform, to implement all of the Islamic law, all of the Islamic rule. So the revolution and establishment of the Islamic Republic of the Iran is the first step and the big step towards reappearance of the Imam. Because if we actually do nothing, an Imam wants to come where? Which society is ready actually to follow Imam, to support Imam, to prepare everything toward government of the Imam? Which country, which government can educate, can learn people to support Imam alayhi salam? And the another thing that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, he believed that at the time of acquittation of the Imam, we have to improve our faith. We have to improve our religion, our belief. This is individual duty, but its effect actually come back to all of the people, all of the society. And let me to read some actually quote from Imam alayhi salam, from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi. He said, امیدوارم که این انقلاب یک انقلاب جهانی بشود و مقدمه ای برای ظهور حضرت بقیت الله ارواحنا له الفدا باشد. اللهم I hope that this government, this revolution, consider as the actually the to revolution of the Imam of the age and connect with this revolution. And he said, انقلاب مردم ایران نقطه شروع انقلاب بزرگ جهان اسلام به پرچمداری حضرت حجت ارواحنا له الفدا است. The Islamic revolution in Iran is the first point to start Islamic revolution of the world by the Imam of the age. And Imam rahmatullah alayh believe that this revolution, this government he established in Iran is the amanat, is the trust, is the loan. And the original owner of this revolution is Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala. Let me to end this short speech with two beautiful hadiths. The first one from Rasulullah, he said that يَخْرُجُ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ and will rise from east some people and they will prepare reappearance of the Imam of the age. So some of scholars believe that this hadith is actually for the revolution of Islamic revolution of the Iran which took place. And the another hadith from Imam Musa ibn Ja'far, Imam Qadim alayhi salam. He said, as a certain sign of the reappearance of the Imam, He mentioned that a man from Qum will invite people to the right path. Some people gather around him, their hearts like iron. Nothing can change their purpose, their decision. They are not tired of war, do not fear, trust in God. And people believe that this hadith also is actually about the people who help Imam, who did revolution and support Imam and actually has a and play a role to establishment of the Islamic government in Iran. Let me to thank all our brothers and sisters who arranged this conference, all of the board members, all of brothers and sisters voluntarily, they work hard. And inshallah, hope see you all in others program in week of Mahdaviyat. Wa salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.